Wow. Hello. Hello, hello. So, yes, it has been a very long time and so much has happened. It's not that I was feeling unmotivated. I just needed to take a little break from this little podcast life and needed to get some things in order. So, quick update, got my main YouTube channel back. I begged YouTube, I got it back. I lost some subscribers in the process, but then I gained some and I'm currently at like 50.5K. And I've been actively pursuing YouTube for about 2 years now. I scaled back a little bit when I was pregnant, but I had some pre-recorded stuff that I put on. Actually, when I got my YouTube channel back, I deleted a lot of videos in fear that they wouldn't let me keep my channel. So there's a lot that's been taken down. But, you know, I've been going strong for a while, and I'm glad that I got it back because I had two other accounts deleted that I made, and it was upsetting, frustrating. It definitely affected my OnlyFans stats, but OnlyFans has been kind of up and down anyways, with them saying that they're going to disallow porn to then saying that it's okay. It's just been a crazy little ride. Also, I found out that I've been breaking the terms of service. So I'm actually going to have to go in after I record this and delete a lot of things and hope that they will show me mercy and not take my account away. I should have known that it was against the rules, but who actually reads the terms of service? But it was some kinky, kinky content that I was making there. So it's my own fault. I'm going to take a sip of coffee. Okay, so moved to a small town, bought a house on like 2 or 3 acres of land, in between 2 and 3 acres. It's actually my husband's grandmother's house that passed away, but we bought the house from his parents. So we have a lot of renovating to do. Some of the carpet in the living room and the dining room is newer. However, the carpet in the back of the house, like in the bedrooms and stuff, and in the bathrooms, carpeted bathrooms, yes, has been here since 1978. So, yeah, we ordered all the flooring, and we also ordered all the tile for the bathrooms, for the showers to be redone and whatever, but the contractor that we are hiring hasn't been great at communicating. Hopefully he'll hit us back up, but if not, we're going to have to find someone else. So, yeah, but I'm ready for those renovations to start happening because, man, this carpet is brown and very old school. And I have dogs, and one of my dogs, I don't even think I've recorded a podcast like since his diagnosis. But he has diabetes and he's on insulin shots, but he's also just getting old. But part of his diabetes, like when it's not under control, is excessive thirst and then like peeing everywhere. Just pee, pee, pee. That's how I knew he had diabetes. The vet tech tried to say UTI and I'm like, no, bitch, it's not a little bit of pee. It's a lot of pee. It's diabetes. And they were like, okay. And turns out I was right. I'm a pretty smart woman sometimes. I knew what it was. My sister has type 1 diabetes. But yeah, and he, like, it took a while for his insulin to really start working. So in the process, he was peeing the bed a lot and, of course, peeing on the carpet. And then I have a carpet cleaner and we have spray, but sometimes we might miss some and it's just disgusting. So we need to change the flooring out. And also my other dog is just like really bad and he just pees inside because he's a fucking asshole. But that's another story. I I guess it's my own fault for adopting all these animals, but I do love them. So on TikTok, I noticed that a lot of people were making fun of the quote-unquote Ray Dunn women. I guess the women, a lot of them being resellers that would come in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I guess, whenever the new stuff dropped. And they would, like, buy up all the new stuff and fight each other and just yell at staff, like, there should be more, blah, 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 and just acting crazy about it. And I was like, oh, my God, why? And they, like, started Googling Ray Dunn, right? And I'm like, this shit is ugly. Like, it's just, like, some cups and items that, excuse me, sleepy, that just say things like, a mug that says coffee or a canister for dog treats that says treats, right? I'm like, in this like random font, I'm like, this shit is kind of ugly. Well, I was at TJ Maxx one day and I hadn't taken my medicine and I don't know. I think I might be on the wrong medication because I still have like little mini manic episodes, or maybe I know the half-life of the medication doesn't really last very long. So if you don't take it at the same time every day, like you'll have these crazy withdrawals and just act like a crazy person. I don't know. But I was feeling crazy. I'd already picked a fight with Davey that morning. Yes, I did. And then, oh my God. I decide that I'm going to go to TJ Maxx and I see a bunch of Ray Dunn stuff and I am so stupid. Apparently what the resellers do is they like buy a bunch of like the more rare items and they just resell and mark up the price really high. But I just thought like all Ray Dunn was popular. So I decide, and I also got a bunch of Halloween stuff, that I'm just going to buy up a bunch of the stuff and try to resell it. Spend like $700. Yes, I did. And then when I got home, I realized that, oh, wait, yeah, you're supposed to get the more rare items, not all this stuff. And I was filled with regret. But I put a bunch of this stuff in my closet, and I just kept like walking in there, you know, to get dressed and walking in there to just, you know, look at the stuff. And I just slowly was like, you know what? Maybe I can incorporate some of these Halloween dog bowls into my decor and the cat bowls. And then I did. And then I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll just have the dogs. Maybe the dogs can have their own little special Halloween bowls around Halloween time. So now they eat out of the Halloween bowls. And then I was like, maybe I'll try one of these canisters. Maybe I'll try a mug, right? Well, now, after looking at it, I don't know, and kind of using it, I don't know if it's, like, the font has some magic powers to, like, brainwash you, like, the more you look at it, like, the more you start to like it and want more of it around. I don't know. Something happened to me, some crazy mind control, but now I am a full-blown Ray Dunn addict. I have something for the cat treats in the kitchen, and I have two different things for dog treats, one for their greenies, one for their regular treats. The mugs, they're actually thick and very high quality. They're the only mugs that I want to use right now. And now I'm on the hunt. Yes, hunt for Ray Dunn, yes. Because you can only find certain things at certain stores, and then the stuff you want or that other people find that's more rare, they list, like, I get it now. Now that I am in this world, I understand. God, this is ridiculous. I understand now. And the mugs are amazing. And I want more. I already have two Christmas mugs, but I have them in the closet with some of my other stuff. And it's a motherfucking lifestyle. And I'm in it. But it was really embarrassing that I spent all that money. And you know what? I've spent more money since then finding more things. And also I got this like really cool rice container, and my daughter tripped me and I fell and broke it, and that was really devastating. It was only like $15, but still, it's $15 and a cool rice thing I could have been putting my rice in. Oh my God. Okay, so I've tried to tell this story before and I have failed, but I'm here to tell it again. It's about the time that I went to Las Vegas with my best friend and my former sugar daddy, Jerry. If you know me or you've known me for a long time, like before sobriety and all that stuff, you would know who Jerry is. I used to have him all up on my Snapchat. I used to have him. I don't think I had him on Instagram stories, but I definitely had him on my Snapchat. And I definitely, you know what, I maybe had him on my Instagram stories. And if you went to my vegan Thanksgiving or Christmas party in 2016, you probably got to meet the man. And he was my sugar daddy slash friend slash the bane of my existence. slash friend for a long time, 5-6 years. Well, he somehow in an auction won a huge suite at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, and he is like, "Let's go to Vegas, baby." And I'm like, "I want to take my best friend, Jerry." And he agrees. Okay, so when it comes to the trip, I was smoking weed and drinking at the time. And Alex and I decide to get really, really stoned and drunk before we even leave for the airport. We get more drunk at the airport, more drunk on the plane. And we just, you know, get all around fucked up. While we were on the plane, we actually told Jerry that we joined the Mile High Club, and he got really upset because he legitimately thought that we hooked up in the bathroom. I would never hook up with my friends. Just not my thing. But he got the jealousy started there. And then when we landed in Vegas, the airport has like a little liquor store. He insisted on going in there and grabbing some stuff. And a guy was talking to my friend and I, because when you're a single girl in Vegas, like, you get a lot of attention. And when you're a girl in Vegas, pretty much, because, you know, everyone in Vegas is, like, there to party and get crazy. And this guy was talking to us, and Jerry got even more jealous and even came up to us mid-conversation, which Alex thought was so rude. And he basically made the guy go away, but we got the guy's number. Anywho, so we had all been drinking. Like, we've been drinking since early in the morning before the flight, and we're, like, getting pretty drunk. And we get back to the hotel room. This is day one, and Jerry, we're going out. We're getting ready to go out to dinner, and he spills champagne all over his shirt, and he gets very upset. Almost looked like he was about to cry. He didn't cry. He got over it eventually, but he had to change his shirt, and he was very upset. You know how drunk people are. And so he changes his shirt. I don't even know why that detail was important, but I'm just putting that in there. And then we go to dinner. At the dinner, all I really remember is that restaurant no longer exists. It was on the second floor of the Cosmo, and it was like an Asian restaurant. I had an entree with like 12 different mushrooms, not even exaggerating, 12 different mushrooms. And I thought it was the coolest shit in the world because I love mushrooms, Asian mushrooms, delicious. He kept ordering us more drinks. We got more drunk, and it's all blur from there. Next thing you know, I wake up fully dressed in the hotel room, right? And Jerry is fully dressed on the bed beside me, and we were just, I guess, past the fuck out. Alex is awake. We start whispering. We devise a plan to go out for the night by ourselves. We get ready, touch up our makeup, change our clothes, and we go out. While we are walking to the club, Jerry wakes up. He's pissed because we're gone, saying that we ditched him. He said he changed the locks and he threw our shit over the balcony. He sent me about 15 angry texts, and I just decided to turn off my phone so I could enjoy the night. Well, Alex and I went to see Lil Jon or something at whatever club is at MGM. I can't freaking remember. And we dance our way into someone's bottle service area. It's actually a bunch of guys. And I end up, they're like a bunch of Indian guys, I think. And I only say that because they love me. I know that sounds ridiculous, but they love me. And because we got to be in that cool area, I rewarded many of them by kind of giving them a lap dance with my clothes on their clothes, just being crazy, like drinking their alcohol and like dancing on them. I want to say that like they probably had the time of their lives, just saying. So we got pretty drunk. I accidentally drank scotch and I almost threw up. Alex gets so drunk when it comes to walking back to the hotel, she can't really do it. She takes off her shoes. She is fucked up. Usually she was the one that had to take care of me, but my drunk ass was actually taking care of her this trip. And we had to turn our phone back on, my phone back on, and call Jerry. And I was like, hey, Alex is so sick. Like, she's really drunk. Like, we have to, you know, you have to help us. But I ended up making it back to the hotel. And then with him on the phone, I was scared someone's going to try to come get us, snatch us, you know, two drunk girls walking in Vegas. And he helps her. He puts like a wet rag on her head and holds her hair back while she throws up. And I just like sit there drunk and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Okay. Anyways, we go to sleep. Next morning I wake up and you want to know what I woke up to? Jerry trying to be all rapey. And I'm like, oh my God, gross. So I get up, I get dressed, and I decide that I'm going to go on a run. I'm like, hey, get the fuck out of here, away from this man. And I do. And I had only slept like 4 hours, but I was feeling good. I think, you guys, I was still drunk. And I was probably severely, severely dehydrated due to the ridiculous amount of alcohol that I consumed the day before. And I go on a run and I'm feeling fine during the run because I'm still drunk. After the run, I am sick. Alex wanted to go to the Wicked Spoon at the Cosmo because it was her favorite brunch. And there's always a long ass line. And there was. And while we were in line, it was like an hour wait. Like, I'm just like, why do we do that? Who does that, right? Who waits that long for a buffet? Well, people in Vegas do. So while we're in line, I go to the bathroom and I throw up a few times. It is disgusting. The last thing that I want to do at this hotel is drink more. And Alex, like, insists that we get the bottomless mimosas because that's what we did the year before. And I'm like, oh, okay, because Jerry was paying for it. But then he paid for it and I couldn't do it. Like, I could not drink the mimosas. I was so sick. And that's how you know, because I was a bad alcoholic at that time. That's how you know that I'm super sick if I just can't drink anymore. But this was like, it was actually almost a whole year before I went sober. But this is after I had been arrested and was trying to scale back a little bit. But also, you guys, I was so sick. All I really wanted to do was like smoke weed because that was really more of my thing. At the time, I was getting into the marijuana. So anyways, we do the mimosas. Jerry's mad because we're not drinking and getting his money's worth, but whatever, like, can't do it. And we go back to the hotel room, sorry, and we smoke some weed that we actually got from a stranger the night before. While Jerry was sleeping, we actually had this connect that we had from a friend come into our room and bring us some weed. Yes, that happened. So we smoke. I'm starting to feel better, but then I think I smoked a little bit too much. And most of the time, there was like when I smoked, there was like a 93% chance that I was going to have a panic attack. It was a really vicious cycle. I don't even know why I would do it, but I did. Jerry has a heart condition, and I think it's better now. I think like nowadays he has like a pacemaker or something, but he had a heart condition, and sometimes, you know, weed would set it off. And also, like, if you drink a lot before you smoke, because they always say, like, you're supposed to smoke before you drink. But if you drink a lot before you smoke, you usually get the spins. And then he also has the heart condition. He insisted on smoking when we were like, no, like, we don't think you should do it. Don't smoke. He insisted. So he smokes. He gets really, really fucked up. So we had plans of going to the pool, and we're in our swimsuits, and excuse me, as we're going down the elevator from, I'm pretty sure we're like on the top floor, he says, does your heart feel weird? Does your heart feel weird? That triggers me, because I would get so anxious and crazy when I smoked, and I start to panic. It's like I just entered this panic attack virtual world where, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain it unless you've smoked weed and gotten crazy anxiety. I freak out. Someone, like, the elevator stops at a floor to let someone on. I had to get off the elevator. Alex and Jerry follow me, and I'm hyperventilating in the hallway and, like, starting to cry because my anxiety got so bad, thinking that I'm gonna have a heart attack, and, like, the weed was laced, and just, like, all this crazy shit, all because Jerry said something when we didn't even want him to smoke. I got over it. We get back on the elevator, and we go down to the pool. Well, when you're high, I feel like you already think everyone's staring at you. But when you are in Las Vegas with a man that is old enough, that looks like he could be your grandpa, and you're like a hot girl in a bikini or whatever. Wouldn't even say that I looked very hot at the time. Who knows? Kind of. You're two hot girls in bikinis, and you're walking with a man old enough to be your grandpa. People are going to fucking stare at you. They're going to assume that you're an escort, and that's fine. But not really. So we're at the pool. Everyone's already staring. And when Jerry had his, like, arrhythmia thing, he would sometimes have to, like, put his legs in the air. So we walked with him over to an area to put her stuff down, and he ends up on the side of the pool putting his legs in. This was honestly very traumatizing for me. Putting his legs in the air. Everyone's staring. It's crazy. And then he's like, you know what? No, here, I'll have to try this again after. I need some water. So I had to link arms with him and walk with him in my slutty bikini to get him on water. Everyone is staring. It is just, like, so embarrassing. Everyone is staring, and I get him the water. It looks like I'm, like, walking my grandpa to get some water. Everyone's staring. So we end up getting the water, and then I walk him back, and then, like, he puts his legs up in the air, and Alex and I are together, and we're just, like, we want to get in the pool, but, like, it was so crowded. And when I tell you, like, everyone's staring, everyone was staring. It was just embarrassing, unenjoyable. We laid out for a little bit, and then we basically tried to get the hell out of there. That night, we had plans on seeing Zumanity, and we did. And I still felt sick. Alex still felt sick. Jerry keeps ordering us drinks, even though we ask him not to. Because we're sick. Alex screams at him at dinner for ordering us more drinks when we don't want it. And then he does it again at the show. And because we don't drink it because we're so sick, he chugs it. And yeah, he just got really drunk and was being rude and not listening to anything that we said. We end up going back to the hotel room after Zumanity, and we kind of go to bed early. Okay. Alex and I wanted some alone time, and we were trying to figure out how to make that happen, but we just really didn't know how. So the next morning, we all walk the strip, Jerry, Alex, and I together, and we go to different casinos to gamble. Alex and Jerry both enjoyed blackjack. Anyways, Alex and I devise a plan to go to the bathroom and then sneak away. and tell him we're at a different casino than we are, knowing he would get distracted by the gambling. And we decide we're going to go to the pool by ourselves. So we go back to the hotel and we change really quickly into our pool outfits. Jerry thinks we're at different casinos playing. We keep telling him we're at different ones. Every time he gets to the one we're saying we're at, we're like, oh, now we're here. Now we're here. Blah, blah, blah. And so we go down the pool and we actually make friends with a bachelor party that had the same kind of like weed vaporizer things like the packs do that I had. And we're like, oh my God, we were going to bring ours, but we were too scared because we were flying. And they were like, all you have to do is like clean it out really good. And then we were like, yeah, I don't think we're really capable of doing that. Blah, 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 blah. We made friends. We tell them our situation about, because Jerry was being super controlling of our time, especially after we went out without him and he wouldn't give us any breathing room. And it was very annoying. And we kind of told them about it. And they help us devise a plan to get our stuff out of the room and crash in their room. It was their last night. And they wanted to party with the bachelor. So they actually had the same suite as us on the opposite corner. They help us gather our things, and Jerry's not back at the hotel room yet, and we sneak all of our stuff, and we take it to these guys' hotel room. And Jerry's pissed. He finds out, cancels our flights. Yeah, he did. So we have to, like, pay for our own back, and we end up crashing with these dudes because we were supposed to come back the next day, and they were supposed to leave the next day, but like I said, our flights were canceled. So we end up eating with them in the room while we get ready, and we take them to Crazy Horse, the strip club. I wish I had been working, because I'm telling you, these guys spent hours and hours in the VIP room. Who knew that they had money like that? Not me. Wow. I was like falling asleep in the damn strip club, and we almost got kicked out. But they didn't kick us out because the guys that we brought were spending so much money. You're welcome to whoever was working that night. You're welcome. We brought them to you. Vegas strippers are like, yeah, whatever. We make money all the time. Okay. So we did that. We went back to the room. Alex was like talking to this guy all night. He didn't go to VIP or anything. They were just talking and talking all night. It was crazy. They had this like weird Vegas connection. We're talking about everything. I don't think they ever talked again, though. That's the beauty of it. Anywho, so we go back to the room and then we have to figure out like what we're going to do because we're kind of like stranded. Well, I had a Facebook friend named John. He was a trust fund baby. He says, I'm actually in Vegas. I'm getting there in like 30 minutes. You guys can come stay with us at Caesar's Palace. So we stay with him at Caesar's Palace and we end up booking our flight for like 2 days prior. We actually got stuck in Vegas due to an airline issue for an extra day, which was so annoying because we got sick of it. And Jerry was pissed, by the way. I had his number blocked. I had to. Otherwise, he would have tormented me the whole time. But we hung out with John for like 2 days. There was one night that, well, actually, we got really familiar with the Cosmopolitan hot tub. And we met a swinger couple that was like trying to hit on us. But I was like, sure, we can talk, but I'm not going to have sex with you guys. But we did take a lot of pictures with them. We met these two beautiful girls in the hot tub. We, like, hung out with these people all day, just, like, drinking in the hot tub. And we were going to go out that night to a fun club. However, we got so day drunk at the hot tub and dehydrated in the hot tub that even though we all snorted a line of cocaine before going out, we somehow all fell asleep and then woke up at 3 a.m. to John ordering pizza and then jacking off in the room beside us loudly, trying to get one of us like wake up and like take care of it for him. I guess he felt like because he let us stay with him and was paying for our stuff. Yeah, he was paying for our stuff. That he deserved some nookie. He ended up getting some nookie. I'm not going to tell you who he got it from, but one of us took one for the team. No, he was a gentleman, you know, for the most part until that moment. But he did pay for all our stuff. But I guess you could say his parents because he was a trust fund baby. He also had us inject something in his ass. He said it was testosterone, but I don't know. I think it was steroids. But because of the flight problem, like, we were so ready to go. We got stuck in Vegas an extra 24 hours when we were, like, just so tired from all the excessive drinking and partying. And, like, oh, my God, it was a nightmare. We just cried and laid around that last night. But our time with John, it wasn't really, we didn't really go that hard. We partied a lot during the day, like in the hot tub and stuff, and we would go out to eat, and we went to the Stratosphere and saw the view and did all that. But we didn't really do anything too crazy. It was just a lot of excessive drinking. And then when we got back into Dallas, I had never been more happy to be home. I promised Alex, there was a lot more to just ditching Jerry than him not giving us free time. It was like pushing drinks in our face nonstop and just like being disrespectful. And I want to add again that he was being very rapey towards me. I'm going to have to go more into that another time. But he was just being a nightmare. And Alex was like, you better not talk to him again after this. You better not talk to him again after this. And I didn't for like a week or two. But he was pretty much like my biggest financial supporter. And, you know, I did work and I made money at work. However, some days when you're an alcoholic, it's hard to get out of bed when you're hungover. I was doing day shift at the time and I would drive an hour and a half each way to the club I was working at. And sometimes it was just easier to have like Jerry come hang out and like take me somewhere and closer to where I lived and give me money. So I ended up caving after like 2 weeks. And yeah, and then a year later, I ended up having to leave him in Miami. Vacationing with him was an experience. But that's the story about how we ditched him in Vegas. And went on our own little adventure. When I previously recorded this little story, I had more details in there, but I left some things out because honestly, there's just so much that happened. And I honestly don't even want to relive it. We made a lot of random friends and planned on keeping in touch with some of them and then didn't. I made out with like 3 different people, I think. Wow, yeah. I had recently become single before that trip. And I was living wild. So now that that story is over, I will tell the Miami story sometime. But I wanted to mention that I have been running and winning 5Ks. had to do my own horn. However, I joined this like running group called DFW Running Group, and I don't feel like such a badass anymore because these people are running 10Ks, half marathons, and marathons. So maybe someday, maybe someday. So now I guess I'm going to go into the computer and delete some of the stuff on my OnlyFans, which is going to be really annoying, but I don't want to get deleted. And yeah, so I hope everyone has a great week. I'm going to come back with a more interesting, fun, detailed story soon. I just needed to record something because it's been 3 years, and I'm going to call this season 2. And hopefully when I get back into the swing of things, I'll be able to be more honest again and tell you guys the more gruesome details of my past life and current life. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Bye.